بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي مسعود عقبه بن عمرو الانصاري البدري رضي الله عنه قال: لما نزلت ايه الصدقه كنا نحمل على ظهورنا، فجاء رجل فتصدق بشيء كثير فقالوا مراء، وجاء رجل اخر فتصدق بصاع فقالوا ان الله لغني عن صاع هذا. فنزلت: الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون الا جهدهم الايه. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, we began the discussion 2 days ago, mentioned by Uqba bin Amir al-Ansari al-Badri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when the ayat of sadaqah, exhorting sahaba-i-kiram, exhorting the ummah to spend in charity, was revealed, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the sahaba-i-kiram. And we find that according to their capability, readily they spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed the hadith quite in detail. There are one or two important aspects further that we should bear in mind and which we can take sabak and lesson from. I find on the one hand, there was an example of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had given a great deal of wealth, 4,000 dirhams and according to one riwayat, 400 coins of gold. On the other hand, there was a sahabi like Abu Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who worked the entire night and brought one sa', that is about 3.2 kilograms of dates. So from this we learn an important lesson. If exhortation is given for charity, it does not mean that this refers to only the wealthy to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one according to his capability and ability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at how much we are doing. Allah Ta'ala looks at the quality of what we are doing. We find that one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, he said, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Do not regard any good deed as being insignificant. Doesn't mean it has to be something great or your ability is great, then only you do it. And to complete that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. He said, to meet your brother with a smiling face does not require much effort, it doesn't require wealth. But even that is a good deed. To meet someone with a smiling face, that also is ma'ruf, it is a good deed. Whatever is within one's capability, this is supported by the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Even if you do good equivalent to an atom, Allah Ta'ala sees that also, and you will see the benefit and the return of that also. So whatever is within our ability, we should strive and exert ourselves to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in that famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on the eve of Ramadan. Lengthy hadith, but one section he said, man fattara fihi sa'iman, that if you feed a fasting person at the time of iftar, كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَعِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, this will result in your sins being forgiven and you being freed from the fire of Jahannam. So immediately the poor Sahaba said, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ السَّائِمِ. That, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us are wealthy. Not all of us are in a position to feed a fasting person. Sahaba's situation was such, they were more in need. Some of them, days upon days of hunger they would experience. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us have the ability to feed a fasting person. So he said, يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا السَّوَابِ, this reward, freedom from Jahannam, forgiveness of sins. Even if you give a sip of milk or a sip of water to a fasting person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the same reward to you also. So whatever is within one's ability, a lot of times we have this mindset that exhortations of charity is only for the wealthy people. We have to, within our ability, whatever we have, put it forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find one riwayat, it is mentioned, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا تَصَدَّقْ, that when a person gives charity, بِعَدْلِ تَمَرَى, equivalent to a date, but two conditions we find mentioned in this hadith. One hand, مِنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ, that it must be from halal earnings. It must be from halal earnings, not that a person, mashallah, is spending on masjid and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going for hajj and going for umrah, etc. But his earnings are doubtful, he's usurped the rights of someone else. Very, very important that we have to ensure that our earnings are halal. Yusuf bin Asbat, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions, he says that if there is a youngster who is exerting himself in ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan instructs the small shayateen that go and check now. Go and check what is the earning of this youngster. What is the earning of this youngster? Is his earnings from halal sources? And if you find that his earnings are from doubtful sources, then don't worry about him. Let him carry on with his ibadat. Let him carry on with his ibadat. Don't even waste your time and energy dissuading him from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his ibadat will never be accepted by Allah. Why? Because his earnings are impure. His earnings are not halal. So the one, it has to be from a halal source. And then in that riwayat, Rasulullah ﷺ said that when a person gives sadaqah and charity, equivalent to one date seed, but min kasbin tayyib, from halal earnings, wala yaqbalu illa tayyib, and Allah does not accept anything except that which is pure, that which is halal. He has given very little, but what happens? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْخُذُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ فَيُرَبِّيهَا كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فَلُوَّهُ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ. Allah Ta'ala accepts this, and Allah multiplies it, nurtures it, like how one of you would nurture his small animal and bring it up. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala nurtures it, this one date, till it becomes equivalent to the size of a mountain. But two conditions, as I mentioned, halal earnings. And the second condition is that the pattern or the manner should be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third, obviously, is that the intention has to be correct. One very ajeeb incident happened, which is mentioned in various riwayats, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted the sahaba kiram to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, Abdurrahman bin Auf gave a great deal. Abu Aqil gave a few dates. There was one sahabi by the name of Ulba bin Zayd Harithi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. This incident teaches us the jazba and the zeal that was there in the hearts of sahaba ikram. This sahabi thought to himself, he said, Allahumma inni laysa indi ma atasaddaqu bihi. He said, Ya Allah, you know my situation. I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to give sadaqah and to give charity. Ya Allah, you know my situation. I have absolutely nothing that I can give. I am poor. There is nothing with me. Then a thought enters his heart and he says, Allahumma inni atasaddaqu bi irdi ala man nalahu min khalqik. He says, Ya Allah, if there was ever any time in my life that someone attacked my respect, my dignity, my honor, someone insulted me. If there was ever any time in my life that someone insulted me, Ya Allah, my izzat and my honor, I place this in front of you and I give this in sadaqah. That I make maaf and I forgive anyone who has attacked my izzat and my honor. Saying this with tears in his eyes, he went to sleep. The next morning, at the time of Fajr, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the sahaba ikiram. And he asked them one question, Manil Mutasaddiq al-Bariha. Who is the person that made sadaqah last night? Who is the person that gave sadaqah and charity last night? Everyone was silent. The Sahabi Ulba bin Zayd Harithi also was silent. Because sadaqah, charity means who gave wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. When everyone was silent, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated his query. But he added with an addition, he said, Manil mutasaddiq bi irdihil bariha. Who is the person that gave sadaqah of his izzat and his honor last night? So Abu, the sahabi stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am the one who did this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qad qubilat sadaqatuk. Allah Ta'ala accepted your sadaqah. Allah accepted your charity. It reached the arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this charity, he didn't give any wealth. He made charity of his izzat and his honor. Allah accepted that also. But this shows the jazba and zeal that whatever they had, they gave it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their ability. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.